It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on the idea if AEW could ever work with WWE. Because for those that don't know, there is beef going on between two companies. All right, them two companies, I don't think I've ever seen. I don't even think I've, any company that has been in competition, I don't think I've ever seen it be in more competition than, AEW and WWE. Because I'm, like, my thing is, like, I've been watching WWE for so many different years. Like, there really hasn't been no competition. Like, I guess, yeah, you can throw TNA Impact in the mix. You could throw New Japan Pro Wrestling in the mix. You could throw a lot of different companies in the mix. But I feel that a lot of those guys from New Japan Pro Wrestling and WWE, or not WWE, but TNA, like, they try to go to the WWE because they know, like, that's the big leagues. Like, that's going into, like, the NFL, the NBA. I'm trying to think, like, any major, like, sport but organization that you can think of, like, that's what WWE is. WWE is, like, top tier when it comes to professional wrestling. So that's why I'm like, yeah, that just for years I've never really seen no competition when it comes to WWE and other wrestling shows. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, AEW came into the mix, and they squashed all that, because I would say that AEW is second. Like, AEW, because you hear, yeah, you'll see when wrestlers, when it's like they'll sign with TNA, and it'll be like somewhat big news. And that was the funny thing about it. It was like, I remember back when it was just WWE and then all the other wrestling shows, and AEW hadn't even been a part of a person's imagination yet. But so anyways, it was funny because I remember when wrestler would leave WWE and then they'd go sign with TNA, it wasn't like big popular news. It wasn't like, oh my god, like, I can't believe they done that. Like, you'll see, I remember when the Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy, I don't know, maybe it was just because I wasn't heavily in the internet and social media wasn't really all that pop. Well, I mean, it was, but it wasn't like, I wasn't like heavily in the social media back then compared to how I am now. But no, I remember when the Hardys, when they signed with TNA, I think it was, Matt signed with TNA, but it wasn't like, see, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't big. It wasn't like breaking news. Like, oh my god, the Hardys just went to TNA. What just happened? Oh my, like, this can't. But they did make a name for themselves over there. I will say that much. Like, TNA Impact, they do have their fans. That's one thing I'm not going to take away from TNA Impact. Same with New Japan Pro Wrestling. Probably in Japan. Yeah, New Japan Pro Wrestling, that's probably the best wrestling program in that area. But I just feel like all across the world, like, you'll hear WWE will sell out a stadium somewhere overseas, but it's like New Japan Pro Wrestling, I feel like you have to be like a diehard hardcore wrestling fan to know about other wrestling shows. But for the most part, I think, yeah, everybody, you know, if you, once when you get into wrestling, like, the first wrestling show you're most likely going to watch is WWE. So I'm like, that's no disrespect, I'm like, yeah, if there's some fans out there that was like, well, correction, my first time ever watching wrestling was with AEW or with TNA or New Japan Pro Wrestling, whatever, I'm like, okay, then look, bro, that's on you. But I feel like the majority of wrestling fans, most likely the first wrestling show they watched was something WWE related. All right, so, but then on top of that, I'm trying to think, like, you don't really hear too many, like, you see where it's like actors from, like, they used to be wrestlers. Yeah, it's like you see the majority of them came from, I had to pop my jaw real quick, but yes, they came from WWE. Prime example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, probably the biggest wrestler turned actor, all right? Second, John Cena. Yeah, then Dave Bautista. I'm trying to think of some other people. Roddy Piper, he did some acting stuff. Hulk Hogan. I'm trying to think of some other wrestlers turned actors. But yeah, it's like you don't really hear that from other companies and stuff. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, for the longest, WWE, they have been hogging, and I mean hogging the spotlight. It didn't matter whether it was the WWE like attitude era or like the attitude era. I feel like they called this something else. Was it the attitude era? Regardless, but like during the WWF days, early WWE days, like before they became PG, yes, they were hogging the spotlight. And even while they were PG, still hogging the spotlight. There was nothing that can knock WWE off of the throne. Then one day, we start hearing about AEW, and it's like, well, what's this AEW? It's like, all right, well, you know, that's cool, that's chill. All of a sudden, AEW is coming to TV. Oh, this is big. This is some major stuff. Okay, well, let me just go ahead, check out AEW, see what they got going on. I'm seeing all these clips, I'm seeing all these different things, and I'm like, fam, I feel that when AEW, when they very first emerged into the scenes, like, it was reminding people of, like, old WWE, like, how it used to be back in the day, and there's probably some people that it's still, I feel like now where AEW is at, it's kind of its own thing. It doesn't remind me of a old WWE, it just reminds me, like, it's like you're pretty much watching a new show now. Like, now, I feel like that it would be the perfect time to get into watching AEW, because it's like you're seeing something new, you're seeing something different, you're seeing, yeah, it's like, you know, it's a new show and stuff. Then with WWE right now, I'm like, bruh, I'm saying, it just seems like with every wrestler that they have on TV, they got an interesting storyline. It don't matter whether it's the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley, it don't matter if it's The Miz and R-Truth, it don't matter if it's Roxanne. Like, yeah, if we talk at NXT, yeah, you got Roxanne, Ariana Grace is, she's honestly one of my favorite wrestlers right now, because her dad's Santino Marella. So, you know, you gotta have your entertainment, you gotta have your comedy and wrestling, and yeah, you got that. You got, like, the serious, you got the I'm trying to think, have they had any sad stories recently in WWE? I don't feel like they really, they had, like, the Bray Wyatt documentary. I don't know if I'll watch that documentary, because I know that's going to most likely get me all emotional and stuff. And, I don't want to be feeling all these, a bunch of different emotions watching that documentary and stuff. I seen, like, clips of it when it, had came out, because, of course, you know, everybody got posts, they got spoiled things for, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, it is a documentary, but I'm like, fam, people, you ain't got to post that stuff on social media. Like, a person will check it out when they, and that's probably why I probably would have sat down and watched it, but I'm like, nah, everybody, they pretty much posted the whole documentary on social media and stuff, so, but anyways, but yeah, I'm saying, like, you got a lot of iconic wrestlers right now in WWE. You got a lot of stuff going on right now. And the crazy thing about it, it's like, I feel like that a lot of stories haven't even really unfolded yet. Like, you just got so much going on in WWE, like, it's insane. It is seriously crazy. Oh, then they got, like, their Peacock deal, so it's like, bro, people gonna be watching WrestleMania off of Peacock. I'm saying, they, WWE got so much going on right now. And that's why I'm like, if, in my opinion, I feel that WWE right now is the better show. It's no disrespect to AEW. At one point in time, AEW was the better show. That, I would have to say, when AEW very first emerged into the scenes, yes, 100%, they was the better show. There was nothing, I was like, I didn't even know a lot of the wrestlers on AEW, but I was like, nah, bruh. And there's still some, like, new wrestlers where I was like, you know, it's kind of taking me a moment to remember their name and stuff. But yeah, it's, AEW at one point in time, it was like the best wrestling show on TV. There was nothing that can top it. And in my opinion, at one point in time, they were the number one show. They were. I don't care what WWE had going on. I don't care what they was doing. But no, at one point in time, AEW was the number one wrestling show. And then I felt like, yeah, then with this stuff with Roman Reigns and, you know, him being the tribal chief and things, I feel like it, like, it really then just having it where he got all these different rivalries going on, putting all these different people over and stuff. Yeah, it's like you had it where that CM Punk returning. I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, WWE right now, they just got a lot of different crazy stuff going on. And then I feel like the last crazy thing to happen in AEW was Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, her signing with the AEW and stuff. So yeah, that's what I'm like. It, you know, you got that compared to like CM Punk returning, Bo Dallas, he might be possibly returning as Uncle Howdy. And if that happens, bro, I'm telling you right now, and that's what somebody said about WWE or about WrestleMania, that it would be crazy, right? If during this LA Knight and AJ Styles match, like, that would be a time for Bo Dallas, aka Uncle Howdy, if he returned, bro, I'm telling you, that's gonna be crazy. If he does that, that's gonna be crazy. I know that's Bo Dallas. He's somebody I still quote that man till this day. I'm like, I might be the only one in this world still talking about you gotta Bo leave, but bro, I'm going to Bo leave until Bo Dallas retires. And even after he retires, it's funny because I'm like, I'm gonna most likely have kids and they probably ain't even gonna understand what I'm talking about. I'm like, bro, do you Bo leave? They're gonna be like, what? Why are you saying it? It's believe. It's B-E, not B-O. I'm like, no. You watch a little bit more wrestling, you understand why I say believe, okay? You just gotta believe, bruh. All right, but anyways. But no, it's like, man, I just feel that, yeah, with WWE right now, it's like they just got a lot going on. But that was, you know, getting back to the original question and stuff. Could these two companies work together? And honestly, I feel that it could be possible. Like, you know, if they had just put the beef aside, and you would think because of, like, you know, like, a tragic stuff going down within wrestling, you know, from wrestlers passing and all that stuff. And then, yeah, it's like, you know, you would think, like, okay, let's just put this stuff behind us and, you know, work together. Do, like, because they call it that forbidden door, where it's like, you know, wrestlers be going over the different brands and stuff. And AEW, they were kind of doing it. I think they might still be doing it with TNA. And, yeah, I'm like, bro, I think that would be crazy. If it was like a AEW and a WWE invasion on both shows, bro, I'm telling you, that I have to say that that would probably be the biggest thing with both companies. Like, I mean, WWE, they got a lot going on, but I feel like nothing would have to be going on in order for them to do that. So that's why I'm like, they're probably chilling. They're probably okay with it. But I feel like AEW, that probably would be the biggest thing with them, is having it where it's like a WWE invasion. Like, let's say it's like starts all the way from like the smallest wrestlers all the way up to the biggest wrestlers. But that's the thing though, where it's like, you know, who are really the big, because I feel like everybody's kind of equal. And that's the one thing that I have to say that I like about AEW, is that everybody is like kind of equal. You know, there ain't no big wrestlers, there ain't no small wrestlers and stuff. So, but I feel like with WWE, it's like you got like the small wrestlers, you know, nobody don't really know too much about them and stuff. Like, they just recently got introduced into the scenes, you know. And you kind of got that too with AEW, but I feel like after some time of seeing them on TV, you know, they end up becoming the same level as everybody else, you know. So that, like, that's, you know, that's one thing that I'll say about AEW that's respectful and stuff. But yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know how that would go about, where it's like, you know, like, I think though, it would be crazy, like, so, because I don't know, I feel like if they were to have it where it's like Roman Reigns, they would have to definitely work it out to where it's another person that's like champion. Because I feel like, yeah, having it where if Cody Rhodes wins this WrestleMania against Roman Reigns, I personally feel that, yes, that would work, where if they were to do some invasion, then it seemed like it would be even matchups. But I just feel like if they were to have Roman Reigns still as champion, yeah, he's by default beating everybody, you know. And it's like, I don't care what moves they do, I don't care what they got going on, there's no way possible. They'll probably do some stuff where they come close to winning, but they gonna figure out a way for them to cheat. Bloodline gets involved, freaking light comes from the sky and hits Kenny Omega across the head or something. That would be actually a crazy match. Like, I was thinking that. I'm like, Roman Reigns versus Kenny Omega. Like, that would be, like, the invasion match and stuff. Like, that's the person that took the plate to step up and take on the tribal chief and things. But, yeah, I don't know, bro. I just, like, it's something where I'm like, I would like to see it. But, yeah, I just think that because of the beef that just goes on with WWE, them taking shots back and forth at each other. Because, you know, you got CM Punk taking shots still at AEW. And he worked for them at one point in time. But, yeah, he's taking shots. Edge is, the thing is this. I feel like that Edge, because he didn't really, I don't think he was really taking shots. I think he was more so just trying to defend AEW because he works for them. And so they're probably all like, oh, well, let's get one of WWE's former big guys. And, for those that don't watch AEW, Edge is currently a part of AEW. He goes underneath his real name, Adam Copeland. And, he just recently finished up this rivalry with Christian. Yeah, it's crazy. It was honestly some insane stuff. But, yeah, they just recently had it where he kind of, like, came out and defended wrestling all together and all that stuff. And he might have taken some shots. I didn't really sit down and watch the full promo, so I think I might have been busy doing some things. But, yeah, I just think that with AEW, like, there is some catching up. I feel like that they definitely need to there's some catching up that they need to do when it comes to, like, dominating the scenes when it TV and all that stuff. They need to definitely have it where they come on at normal times. That's one thing that I don't like, is like, if I go and turn, like, it'll be either Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, because they got three shows that come on. They got AEW Dynamite, which is the original, AEW Rampage, which is the show that comes on after SmackDown. That I don't mind. I don't mind Dynamite. And then Collision, they'll have that come on Saturdays. Now, this weekend, they get a pass, because I'm like, it is WrestleMania weekend. So that I can 100% understand. But I'm like, fam, I don't care about no hockey. I don't care about no basketball. I don't care about none of that. You guys been coming on at this time every single, like, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm like, bro, they definitely need to, Tony Khan, he needs to talk with them networks and be all like, hey, I gotta get some priority or something, because I'm like, that don't make no sense, where it's like, I'm trying to watch their show, I turn to it, it ain't even on, because they want to show Aquaman or The Accountant, or because there's, like, the programs and the schedule got all messed up. And I'm like, nah, bro, if I'm Tony Khan, I'm like, nah, I've been going into them networks being like, hey, you look, something gonna have to give, because that's some crazy stuff where it's like my show gets pushed back, or show gets shown super early where ain't nobody expecting it, we can't tell nobody nothing. And I'm like, and you gotta think about it, people don't even really be on social media like that. And so, yeah, he might post about it on Twitter, but it's like, how many people I'm pretty sure everybody that's an AEW fan, they might not have a Twitter account. They might just, yeah, they're like, oh, let me just follow it somewhere else, but I don't be on social media like that. So, yeah, it's something where I'm like, nah, man, that type of stuff gotta change. But anyways, I think at some point in time, they could possibly work together. I just think for now, they would have to, like, push a lot of stuff aside. And then I guess, like, a last minute, if there is, like, literally nothing else for WWE, I feel like, yeah, that's kind of like a last minute decision where it's like, oh, yeah, let's have, like, some rivalry stuff go on. But, then with AEW, at any given moment, I feel like if WWE were to call them up and be all like, hey, let's work together, Tony Khan would 100% say yes. He knows that that would be good for his business. He knows that that would bring in a lot of people. He might throw shots, say things, and all this other, but I'm like, no, I know for a fact, if WWE called that man up and said, hey, let's work together, he put all that stuff aside, and he will work with them, all right? So, anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.